Hold on to summer with WBEZ at the Evanston Folk Festival this weekend. We're hosting tent talks with folk artists Bonnie Kolak, Sam Beam, Roseanne Cash, and more. Info at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Lavez, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson is in Springfield today. He's asking state lawmakers to revive a tax on prepaid phones and to extend a $5 monthly surcharge for 911 services, among other asks that make up what he calls a modest wish list. Johnson says it's a tough budget year for the city and state on top of uncertainty over federal funding.
My expectations for the people of Chicago will always remain high because they are high for me. You know, but what they also expect me to do is to take an approach that gets us one, two, three, four steps closer to our end.
Lawmakers and Governor J.B. Pritzker continue to hash out a state budget. Klaus Makala will not officially start as Chicago Symphony Orchestra's next music director until 2027, but already he's helping recruit players. This comes with challenges during this political moment. My colleague Courtney Kippers reports some observers have questioned whether bringing international artists to the states will be more difficult given President Trump's immigration policies. Here's CSO trombonist Michael Mulcahy.
I'm very concerned about that, and there are some people who don't feel secure to travel here, and we have people living in this country who don't feel secure to leave and try to come back.
Makala says he's confident in the orchestra's ability to recruit the best, and that CSO's strong artistic history makes it a draw for musicians. Pitchfork had its final farewell festival last summer in Chicago, but one of its founders is bringing a new fest to the city in the fall. My colleague Mike Davis reports jazz drummer Mike Reed is announcing today he's backing the new Sound and Gravity Fest. It will be held at five intimate venues in Chicago's Avondale neighborhood on the Northwest Side and headlined by indie songwriter Bill Callahan. Reed says curating a music festival indoors will be a better experience for music enthusiasts.
I think there's actually a lot of luxury to be able to make this an indoor event. A lot of stuff that would never be able to fly in a field with 20,000 people.
The festival will run September 10th through the 14th. And we're going to end today with some happy news. A chemistry teacher at a Northwest suburban high school is being named Teacher of the Year by the Illinois State Board of Education. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports Victor Gomez was recognized for the bilingual program he helped to launch at East Leiden High School, as well as the school's first bilingual chemistry course. He also helped form a mariachi program at the school. And at the awards ceremony today, Jesus Osuna, one of his former students, said the Spanish music Gomez played in class helped him feel like he belonged on his very first day at Leiden, and Gomez got emotional.
I almost cried. I was in tears, and just knowing that teachers can make that much of an impact is something profound.
Gomez will now take a one-year state-funded sabbatical. Weather cloudy and cool, a chance for some showers, a high in the mid-60s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a low in the low 50s. And then Thursday, showers and a possible thunderstorm, high again in the mid-60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.